Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Hold Steady, was written by Dave Brannan. Harriet Tubman was one of the great American heroes of the 19th century. Showing remarkable courage, she guided more than 300 fellow slaves to freedom after she first escaped slavery by crossing into free territory in the United States North. Not content to simply enjoy her own freedom, she ventured back into slave states 19 times to lead friends, family, and strangers to freedom, sometimes guiding people on foot all the way to Canada. What drove Tubman to such brave action? A woman of deep faith, she at one time said this, "I always told God, I'm going to hold steady on you, and you've got to see me through." Her dependence on God's guidance as she led people out of slavery was a hallmark of her success. What does it mean to hold steady to God? A verse in the prophecy of Isaiah might help us see that in reality, it's He who holds us as we grab His hand. Isaiah quotes God, who said, "I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" Harriet held tightly to God, and He saw her through. What challenges are you facing? Hold steady to God as He takes hold of your hand and your life. Do not fear. He will help you. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 13. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear. I will help you.'" Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're all faced with difficult situations in life, situations that can challenge our trust and rock our faith. In these times, please come alongside us and remind us that you're walking with us through it and that the outcomes are in your faithful hands. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.